message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Excellent praise is not difficult for you. The word of God is a bad place of praise. When you see what has been written, you can assess what has been commanded. And so our God is a God that speaks, and he speaks through the word. He speaks through the instrumentality of the word. And anytime you assess the word, you have assessed God. And anytime you read the word, you see what has written concerning you, there's no need to doubt. As from today, the spirit of doubt is killed in everyone's life in Jesus' name. If you want excellent praise, focus on the word. Go deeper into the word. I have no reason to worry about my future. I know how my future will be. It's written in the word. I have nothing to worry about. There's no single worry about how my future will look like. The word has said it already. He has said the future will be all right. He has said, if I walk with him, this is what he's going to do for me. So why do I need to worry? Number two, pathway to excellent praise is to celebrate or embrace prophecy. Isaiah chapter 34 verse 16 tells us that none shall lack her mate. It says, none of you shall lack your mate. He says, seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. No one of these shall fail. None shall want her mate, for my mouth hath commanded. So, why do I need to worry again when it has been said prophetically that I will get married? Why do I need to worry again? Why do I need to give myself sleepless night again? The word has said it. What I need is to go into celebration. What I need is to praise this God like I've never. I should give him excellent praise so that I can be quick to release it. Your imprisoned miracle shall be released today. Your imprisoned miracle shall be released today. Those that don't know how to celebrate the prophetic live in deficiencies. When God speaks through his word, or speaks particularly also through his servant, and say, this is what's going to happen. This is how the future will look like. You see, let me tell you this. God will not descend from heaven to come and speak to you most of the time. He will send people to you. He will send agents. They might not look it. They might not look so holy like that, as it were, in quotes. They might not look like the kind of people that you have known before, who might be exploiting you before they can bless you or prophesy to you. Some Christians say, can somebody carry power and not be demanding for things? So, because of that, most people don't, when they see the original, they can't believe that this can be the original. Because if it's original, it should be very expensive. They should just be asking us for things. I need a car. I need this. I want to change my phone. You see, how many of you have bought me wristwatch before? No. That's why people miss it. You will not miss it. I say you will not miss it. Let me hear you say a big amen. When you celebrate the prophetic, you can render excellent praise easily. He has said it to his servant that I will not fail this exam. And that is it. You are dancing in celebration. You are rejoicing. He said it. God said it. God said it. God said it. He said it through his mouthpiece, and I believe it. That thing you are expecting, you will carry it this year. That thing you are trusting my father, your father for, you will handle it this year. You will handle it this year. Somebody say a big amen. The prophetic, when you celebrate the prophetic, you can give excellent praise. That's why you see anywhere prophetic utterances are released and people believe it, praise becomes very easy. Number three, pathway to rendering excellent praise is to celebrate and embrace testimonies. In Psalm 103 verse 2, say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. You know the problem why many don't give excellent praise? We are too forgetful. And that's why I will advise you, have a note where you note the happenings of God in your life. When you fell down from Okada, a car almost crushed you and you escaped, note it. When your child was sick, sick to the point of death, almost at the point of death, note it. Our last born was so sick when she was born, the doctors rejected her. They said, when the mother takes her to the hospital, they will just do their head like this. Like, Kai, this girl can't come back by the next doctor appointment. And the father is a pastor. Oh God. Oh, what a pity. They shook head for the daughter. But she's alive today. Doing excellently well. With excellent grades in school. So, friends celebrating, we are too forgetful. When you were in 100 level, you were looking for school fees. 200 level, God paid it. 100 level, we paid it. 200 level, we paid it. 300. You now got to 400 level. You now say, it looks like this way again. The school is going to end. God has sustained you from 100 level, 200, 300 level. We leave you. Bible says, he that started a good work in you is faithful to complete it. I think that's Philippians chapter 1 verse 6 or so. He that started something good in your life is faithful to complete it. God that gave you passport, is he the one that will now make you them to give you a visa? The God that helped you to lay the foundation, is he not the same God that will help you to finish it? Being confident of this very thing, that he that began a good work is faithful to complete it. That's why you have to keep testimonies. You must have a note for testimonies. Or else you will easily forget. You will easily be somebody who is always, who cannot see anything that God has done. Testimonies. Both your own testimony and other people's testimony. Because what happened in the life of somebody is something that God can do in your own life too. What you saw in somebody's life is something that can also happen in your own life. Somebody say a big amen. Amen. Every testimony you have desired in somebody's life, you have a taste of it. Everything that you have seen somebody testify of and you rejoice with that person, double will come for you. Amen. Somebody say a big amen. Amen. Somebody say a big amen. Amen. Somebody say a big amen. Amen. Testimonies are very, very important to bring about excellent praise. Both your personal testimony, your family testimony, the testimony of people in church, the testimony of those around you, always pours praise in your heart, in your spirit. This week I heard diverse testimonies from our members here. Diverse. And so there was no day that I got home, including yesterday, that I didn't have cause to appreciate this God. No day. Every day I will hear something. This one happened to this one. This one escaped this one. This one was delivered safely. This one was blessed with this. This one was blessed with that. In the name of Jesus, in this February, it is your own turn now. In this February, it is your own turn now. We will never, even for once, hear bad news from your quarters. We will never, even for once, hear bad news from your quarters. It is these testimonies that David used in 1 Samuel chapter 17. 1 Samuel chapter 17 from verse 34 to 37, particularly when he was attacking Goliath. That was what he used. He said, and David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep. Can you see how somebody who knows how to give excellent praise, how they talk? He said, thy servant, when I kept my father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. I went after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he had defiled the armies of the living God. David said, moreover, the Lord. Can you see this? Can somebody see this morning? He said, the Lord that delivered me out of the hands of the lion, out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of thy hand, O Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, the Lord be with thee. This is how to give excellent praise in life. David kept record of what God did. And when the time of, I don't have the time this morning to go into the depth of the story of David and Goliath, how everybody was running away from him. Goliath is a massive man that just see him alone, a person can faint. Just see him alone, he can faint. He started boasting, if there is anybody that can fight me, yeah, come. But if you can't fight me and win, we will dominate you. Then David went there and said, I remember when I was still keeping my father's sheep, God helped me. God delivered me from the lion and the bear. This same God, someone said, this same God, he has not changed. He has not changed. He has not changed. Hebrews 13 verse 8, Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has not changed. He cannot change. This same God will save me. And I say this same God that helped you in January will help you in February. This same God that gave you some small contracts in January will give you mega contracts in February. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody will suddenly hit it in this month of February. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a big amen. Number four, how do I assess excellent praise? Celebrate God's faithfulness always. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 13. 2 Timothy 2 verse 13. If we believe not yet, he abided faithful. He cannot deny himself. God is faithful. He cannot deny himself. He cannot deny himself. So, another reason or another major way to access excellent praise is to celebrate his faithfulness. He's faithful. He's too faithful to fail. He cannot fail you. You know, when they say somebody is faithful, it means the person can be relied on. In Numbers 23 verse 19, Numbers 23 verse 19, the Bible says, God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. He cannot lie. He cannot repent. He cannot decide to be unfaithful to you. He cannot just decide that now I want to be unfaithful to you. He can't do it. He loves you too much, and his faithfulness abided forever. Is somebody being blessed already? Is somebody being blessed already? If I stop here, I've preached already. Number five, pathway to excellent praise is to celebrate God's ability. Some of us, we treat God as if he's a small boy. Lagbaranla, the King of glory, the Lord of lords, the same yesterday, the same today, the same forever. Omimimile, Awokembe, Ribija. Somebody that wears big trousers to go and fight battle. The ego himself, the ultimate king that silences other kings. The person we are talking about is a massive entity. You see, I want you to change your picture of God. The person we are talking about is a massive entity. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12, 2 Timothy 1 verse 12, the Bible says, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded. Somebody say, I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which he has committed unto him unto that day. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, he said, unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to his power. I mean, we are talking of a mighty God. That is the person I'm praising. Who can do exceedingly, who can do abundantly, according to his power. I can only give you money according to my financial power. A millionaire can give millions. A thousandaire can give thousands. A cobonaire can give cobos. But the person we are talking about can only, there's no limit. You can't call him a millionaire. You can't call him a billionaire. You can't call him a trillionaire. He's too massive. Ay, 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 ay. So you have to, the praise you give to him must be great. If they say KBAC is coming to our house now, people will start cleaning everywhere. People will start drumming, we'll go and get people to drum and be page and everybody will be drumming, celebrating that a king, maybe one uncle. I don't want to mention any king here because the king himself might be watching me from his bedroom now. But any king will be celebrating. What about the King of Kings? The one that is placing kings on thrones. His praise must be excellent. His praise must be. I've told you the story before. The first time I entered the aeroplane to travel out of this country, I traveled alone. And the person that sat beside me was looking at me like a double CSA, like somebody who is not exposed. But I knew what I was doing. He looked at me because I was thanking God. I was appreciating God. I was God. Thank you. Baba, thank you. Hey, you are faithful. Thank you so much. I'm grateful. You look at me, all these bush people. How can they put a bushman like this beside me? See, when you are praising God, sometimes people will look at you like a bush person. They say, it's because they are poor in that church, or that person is a poor person. That's why he's dancing like that. Big people don't dance like that. Crazy praise brings crazy blessing. Number six, pathway to excellent praise is celebrate God's love for you. In Romans chapter 5, verse 8, the Bible says, but God commended his love towards us in that while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. One of the reasons why you should give God praise is that you must think of his love towards you. In Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22, Lamentations 3, verse 22, he said, if not for God's love, if not for his love and his mercies, it is of God's love and mercies that we are not consumed. That's a good reason to praise God excellently. If not for his love and his, it would have been consumed. Long time, you and I would have been consumed. Witches and wizards, Nebolawo, Babalawo, Cousin Lawo, In-laws Lawo. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. You see, friends Lawo, yeah. You see, when we talk about witchcraft, people think that witchcraft are people that are black, then with a horn. Anybody that does wickedness is a witch. Somebody say he's not a witch, yet he poured something bad on where you are going to sleep, or pour something on the floor for you to pass, and then your right leg is not okay again. And say, I'm not a witch. Somebody pours small acid inside the water you are going to use to take your bath. Say, I'm not a witch. Say, I'm not a witch. Okay. If you better, will not be a witch, Inko. Somebody poured salt inside somebody's engine because the person said, a driver, he said, I want money. I want to service this car. This car. So the man said, this car can't have problem. Then the driver came in early the following morning and poured salt inside the engine and blew the little around it away and covered it. So when the guy came, he started the car and the engine knocked. And the person said, I'm not a witch. I'm not a wizard. Driver, la won here. I had one driver one time who drove me just for 2 weeks and had accident 3 or 4 times within 2 weeks. I said, please, 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 please. If not for the love of God, we would have been consumed. I'll just take one more, then we'll go into praise this morning. I'm unveiling to us this morning how to access excellent praise. Let's go through it one by one before we begin to tidy this up this morning. Number one, I said, is what? Celebrate the word of God. Number two, celebrate prophecies. Celebrate prophecies. Then you will give God excellent praise. Number three, celebrate testimonies. Number four, celebrate God's faithfulness. Then you will give him excellent praise. Number five, celebrate God's ability. his ability. You will praise him because you know he's a big person because of his ability. God will prove himself and prove his ability in your life this year. I said God will prove his ability in your life this year. See, this year, there's no jokes this year. I'm telling you sincerely. As servants of God and privileged servants of God, we have decided that at all costs, God must respond to somebody, and it must be you. Whatever it will take for God to answer your prayer this year, it must be done in the name of Jesus. Number six is what? Celebrate his love. And number seven, pathway, gateway to excellent praise, is stay around the company of God praisers. Stay around the company of God praisers. In Proverbs 27, verse 17, the Bible says, iron sharpeneth iron. So a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Whatever it will take you, be around those who love to praise God. Your company determines what accompanies you. Your company determines the level you will get to in life. Make sure that at all costs, your friends are those who love to give God hype, not those that will be pushing you down when you want to praise God. Not those that you want to do anything spiritual, they will push down that. You say, no, don't do it, it's not necessary. But those that will be pushing you, you can do it. You can praise God more. You can pray more. You can fast more. Yeah, those are your friends. And this year, God will connect you with such people in the name of Jesus. Learn to stay around God praisers. Don't stay around disgruntled people. Don't stay around those who are always murmuring and complaining against praising God. Stay around those who are always excited, who are always happy, whose joy, you know, joy is very contagious. If you enter a room and they are happy there, You just begin to laugh. If you enter a room and everybody is crying, you didn't know why they are crying, you also begin to cry. It even happened to Jesus during the time of Lazarus. When he entered the place and everybody was weeping and crying, Bible says, and Jesus, he wept. He wept because everybody there was weeping. And he said, hey, what's going on? He didn't know when he started crying. It's the same thing with Thanksgiving. When you are around those who are rejoicing, dancing, thanking God. They don't necessarily have to be in church. It can be anywhere. It can be anywhere. It can be at work. It can be at school. Anywhere you find them, embrace them. Let those kind of friendship be friendship that lasts and lasts and lasts and lasts. Because they are doing something to your spirit. My prayer for you today is that all the days of your life, praises will always be in your mouth in Jesus' name. There's a song that says, Hallelujah, no go finish for my mouth. And I'm sure it will be sung maybe as part of the songs when we want to praise God. That song, that is, joy and rejoicing will not finish in my... And that is the prayer we pray for you before I go into the next level of this service this morning. Hallelujah and rejoicing, it no go finish for your house. Dancing and rejoicing, no go finish for your house. Blessings, no go finish for your house. Money, no go finish for your house. Children, no go finish for your house. Thanksgiving, no go finish for your house. Breakthrough, it no go finish for your house. Progress, no go finish for your life. Let me hear you say a big amen. Let me hear you say a big amen. As God liveth, everything good you desire, it won't finish in your house. So shall it be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Give Jesus a big clap as you take your seat. I must not close this service this morning without calling on my friends. You are here this morning and you are telling me, Pastor, I want to offer God excellent praise this morning. However, I want to quickly settle some things with God. I want to ask God for mercy. You have just said that he loves me, and I don't want to take that love for granted. Please pray with me. Please pray with me. With all heads bowed, I want those people wonderful men, wonderful people, truthful people. You want me to pray with you this morning as you rededicate your life to Jesus? I'll be counting from 1 to 5. Please be on your feet. I'll be praying for you just where you are standing. We are running out of time. God bless you. 1. Just be on your feet quickly, and I'll be praying with you right now. God bless you. Be on your feet quickly. Also, you want to rededicate your life. You want to rededicate your life to God. Today is 2/2/2020. What a, you know, this date is so important. You can't forget this date. They said, when did you give your life to Christ? Say 2/2/2020. When did you rededicate your life to Christ? Say 2/2/2020. You can't forget the date. What a good date. Please be on your feet quickly. God bless you. God bless you. I can see you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Be on your feet quickly. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? Don't be the last person. 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 Also, if you are watching us, I believe many are watching us from many parts of the world right now. Sometimes we have more people watching us than those who are in the service here. We have more people on the internet, more than those who are in the service here. And so you are watching us on the internet from anywhere in the world. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? Please stand up also. Afterwards, you can send an email to us at that email, and also send us a text or a WhatsApp on that phone number. God bless you. Also, you are here in the auditorium. You want to break an habit, any negative habit. Smoking, drinking, masturbation, any gambling. That is one of the major problems of nowadays. Gambling. Anything that you are into, that you know this is not right. It's not right. You want to stop it. You want God to help you. Also, I want to pray with you. Please be on your feet this morning. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Be on your feet quickly. 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 Don't waste time. Don't waste time. Don't waste time. As I'm talking now, the Spirit of God is speaking to you and said, join those who are standing. Join those who are standing. Please do that quickly. Respond to God quickly. Respond to Him quickly. Either you are inside or outside. Anywhere you are. Right now is the time of your blessing. Right now is the time of God's favor. Right now is the time of God's help on your life. Right now is the time of God's blessings. 2, 3. Also, you are here. You want a brand new life in Christ. You want a brand new life in Christ. You are tired of the past. You want a new life. You want a new life. You want a new life. I want you to please be on your feet. You want me to pray with you. You want to start with Christ again. You want to start with Christ again. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God will honor you. God will honor you. God will bless you. God will bless you. God will bless you. God will bless you. 4. I'm about to pray now. I'm about to pray. You are either inside or you are outside. And you want me to pray with you. You want me to pray with you. You want me to pray with you. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. I want to pray with you this morning. Don't waste time this morning. We are about to pray now. You want to break an habit. You want a new life in Christ. You want His mercy. 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 God bless you. Be on your feet quickly. 4. I'll be giving you just 5 to 10 more seconds. Also, you are watching us on the internet. I'm about to pray now. I'm about to pray now. I'm about to pray now. Please be on your feet, and your life will never ever be the same again. God bless you. 5. Now, those who are standing, God bless you. I can see more people standing. Stand. If you want to stand quickly, please stand. 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 Your name is different from your friend's name. Don't look at your friends. Don't look at your friends. Don't look at your neighbor. This is your life. Take that decision now. Take it 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 now. I see somebody standing up, sitting down. Standing up, sitting down. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Stand and be blessed. Thank you, Lord. Now, those who are standing already, God bless you. I can see more standing. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. My brother, my sister, God bless you. God bless you. How can you stand for Jesus and not stand out in life? It is when you stand for Jesus, you stand out in life. God bless you. God, we honor you. God, we bless you in Jesus' name. Now, put your right hand on your chest, beloved, and say after me, Lord Jesus, please forgive me my sins. Please cleanse me from my past. Afresh, as your son, as your daughter, I declare Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for helping me. In Jesus' mighty name. Keep those hands on your chest as I pray for you. Father, thank you for these wonderful people, those who are here in the Praise Tabernacle, and those who are watching us from all over the world. Father, bless them. Let it be well with them. Let the grace for stability rest on them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.